Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With a new administration in Washington and in Columbia, our state's economy, the national economy, and the stock market continue to hum along in cruise control. How long will that continue? Joey Von Nessen is a research economist with the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business and their Division of Research, which stays busy tracking and calculating and forecasting our state's economy. Joey, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. It's always great to be here.
So we're in a brand new year now. The last time I saw you was the Economic Outlook Conference in December at USC. Things still projecting to continue with this cruise control that we're on?
Yes, we are cautiously optimistic going into 2017. And I think as we start the new year, from a national perspective, of course, the Trump administration is the major uncertainty. That's what everybody's focused on right now. And from an economic perspective, I think what we have to look at is what does the Trump administration say in terms of boosting economic growth? And if we think about national growth as really having an economic speed limit, which is defined by the growth in the labor force and growth in productivity, then the only real button that President Trump can push in order to boost economic activity in the long run is really productivity. And we do that through private investment and stimulating private investment. So when you hear him talk about things like lowering corporate tax rates, repatriating overseas earnings, reducing regulatory burdens, and there are a handful of other things, whether those promises translate into additional business activity, additional private investment that could potentially boost productivity growth, particularly as we go into 2018. These are long run factors, but the business community in general seems to be resonating with it, which is why we see the stock market doing so well right now. And the question is, will he deliver? And I think that's going to determine whether the stock market continues to do well in the second half of the year or not. And it's just wait and see right now.
And how does all of this translate down to the state level?
So South Carolina is continuing to do well. We ended up in 2016 doing fairly well in our state. We continue to lead the nation in a number of indicators, including overall employment growth. But it's definitely still the case that we've shifted to a more cruise control mode as opposed to accelerating growth, which is what we had during the last several years. But as we look ahead to 2017, for the rest of the year, consumer spending is good, housing markets are good, tourism is good, manufacturing is fairly strong. So all the major sectors in the state are performing well. And right now, we are fairly optimistic that we're going to see 2017 perform at least as well as we saw 2016.
What are the bumps in the road, or maybe I should say, with our state in particular,
the
potholes in the road that we need to be worried about in regards to our economy?
Well, of course, infrastructure is very important. We hear a lot about that being a priority in 2017. So we'll see what happens there. But I think the biggest single indicator that we're watching from an economic perspective is the appreciation of the U.S. dollar. That's seen a dramatic increase over the last 12 to 18 months, which has put somewhat of a damper on the growth trends that we've seen in manufacturing, because an appreciation of the dollar basically makes our exports, our manufactured exports, more expensive from the perspective of foreign consumers. So right now, that trend seems to have tapered off, but if we continue to see more appreciation of the U.S. dollar, we might see a bit of a blunting of the momentum that we've gained in South Carolina.
And then we have the interest rate scenario. We keep hearing rates are indeed going to keep climbing. And if that is so, that could put some brakes on things. It will also cause the dollar to continue to strengthen.
That's right. But I think the interest rates going up is a fairly minor concern overall, because we're talking about most likely 25 basis points at a time, which is a very small increase. Plus, especially in housing markets, for example, housing is doing so well that I don't think a minor increase in interest rates is really going to derail gains that we're seeing in housing, and similarly in other industries as well. So yes, it will have an effect, but a fairly minor one. And the other, I think, important aspect to mention with regard to interest rates is that interest rates, when they rise, that's actually a good thing, because it means that the Federal Reserve is looking at our economy and saying, yes, it's healthy enough that inflation is now a concern that we need to take seriously, and trying to head that off by increasing interest rates. So it's really not a bad thing at all that this is a factor we're considering this year.
Especially not a bad thing for those looking for income investments.
Yes, that is true as well, definitely.
Joey, thank you so much for visiting our studio again.
Always great to be here, Mike.
Joey Von Nessen is a research economist with the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business and their Division of Research. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.